Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Winter weather has finally arrived in Chicago. A large storm system across the Great Lakes region brought some heavy snowfall and slippery conditions today to the Chicago metro area. A wind advisory is in effect for parts of Northeast and Central Illinois and Northwest Indiana until 8 o'clock tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Doom says strongest winds will come after the heaviest snowfall.
Once the actual snowfall is done, the windy conditions aren't really going to put too much of a damper on our travel conditions other than just, you know, kind of being breezy and maybe giving your car a little push.
Meantime, warm and dry weather is forecast for the weekend ahead with highs reaching the low 50s. The Illinois Supreme Court today has overturned the felony conviction of actor Jussie Smollett for allegedly lying to police in Chicago about a fake hate crime. My colleague Patrick Smith reports Smollett was charged with disorderly conduct for allegedly staging a fake hate crime against himself. Cook County prosecutors agreed to drop those charges in exchange for Smollett paying restitution and doing community service. But outrage followed, and a special prosecutor was appointed, and he won a felony conviction. Now, today, the state's highest court ruled the second prosecution violated due process. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says the decision shows the original agreement was legitimate, and the special prosecution was a waste of time.
I knew in March 2019 the office did nothing wrong. And to be here 5 years later, I'm not surprised. I'm grateful that justice is finally served.
In a statement, Special Prosecutor Dan Webb says the decision has nothing to do with Smollett's innocence and that there were significant failures by Fox's office. College hopefuls can now fill out the federal application to get financial assistance paying for tuition. Most people know this form as the FAFSA. It caused a lot of headaches last year for students and families. My colleague Lisa Corian-Phillip reports federal officials last year had the job of quickly overhauling the FAFSA form, but countless bugs made submitting the form nearly impossible for some of the most vulnerable students, such as students from immigrant families. U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona told reporters today, this year's application has come a long way after four rounds of beta testing.
Students and colleges need us to get this right. They wanted a FAFSA form that they could trust and that could operate smoothly.
Cardona says more staff has been added to the FAFSA call center, and it will likely be busy over the next few days as families get those applications started. Weather, it's been a blustery day, snow becoming rain, a high in the low 40s, and then cloudy and windy tonight, some rain before midnight, a low in the upper 30s, and then Friday, cloudy and windy with a high in the upper 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.